In 2008, when InBev purchased Anheuser-Busch for $52 billion, it ended the nearly 150-year reign of the Busch family in the beer business. But Billy Busch, son of Augustus or Gussie Busch Jr., was not among the family members forced to sign a non-compete agreement in the takeover. After partnering with the St. Louis investor and hiring a seasoned management team that includes former Anheuser-Busch executives, he founded the William K. Busch Brewing Company.
There hasn't been a new beer in the premium lager category for years. So we decided to go big.
I've only been here 31 years. I don't remember anything like this.
Ben Steinman is the editor of Beer Marketers Insights.
It is a very ambitious, well-capitalized. They're aiming right at the heart of the marketplace.
The William K. Busch Brewing Company has made it very clear that they are not a microbrewery. They intend to compete directly with lagers like Budweiser, Coors, and Miller. They've already brewed more than 7,000 barrels of Kräftig and Kräftig Light, their flagship brands.
We have a budget for around 40 to 50,000 barrels this year, and growing that probably to around 200 or 300,000 barrels in year five.
The recipes for Kräftig and Kräftig Light came from Germany, but have been tweaked for the last 2 years by brewmaster Mark Gottfried. Gottfried is what you might call a beer brewing prodigy. He started making beer in his room at the age of 14. By 21, he was the full-fledged brewmaster of the Morgan Street Brewery at Laclede's Landing. Then, one day, out of the blue, he got a phone call from Billy Busch.
I often tell the story that I thought it was a prank call, and this phone rings, and I was like, Mark, this is Billy Busch. And, of course, I think I pulled the phone away from my ear. I'm staring at it. Is this for real?
We had already lined up the wonderful brewmasters in Germany, and so he jumped in on it.
The heritage that's in this town is what sparked me to become a brewer. And to see some of that change that took place over the past few years was heart-wrenching for me. And for us to bring that back, or even just to take a shot at bringing it back, it's a chance at writing brewing history. And it's an amazing feeling.
On a recent Monday night, I stopped by Llewellyn's Pub in the Central West End, one of the bars in town that serves Kräftig, and took an informal survey.
It's kind of like a spicier Budweiser. It was good.
It tastes like beer. It tastes like a beer that I would drink.
It's like a middling beer. I would drink it.
Does it matter to you that you're drinking a beer that was brewed by Busch as opposed to InBev?
Not really, no. I wish it mattered to me, but it doesn't.
Well, normally when I think about St. Louis and beer, I then think about the Belgians, and I get sad. But Belgians don't generally make me sad. It's just in this one situation.
Is this like counterbalance that?
Well, I'm definitely excited about anything that brings jobs to St. Louis.
Kräftig is currently brewed under contract in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but the company hopes to break ground on a new brewing facility in St. Louis in the next year or two, which could potentially bring hundreds of new jobs to the city. But in order for that to happen, Busch says, sales have to grow outside the St. Louis region, where it remains to be seen whether the rest of the country is thirsty for a new lager with the Busch name on it. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm David Weinberg.